V'haftet Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'yodecha. Mishnah learns that from here. What's the v'chol me'yodecha? V'chol mido, mido, shakodesh bocha, moided lecha. Anything Hashem does for you, whether it's pleasant or not pleasant, wealth, poverty, health, lack of health, whatever it may be, peace, war, having moided lecha, you should thank Hashem, tzorch lekavlo b'simcha, b'roiv avo. She accepted the simcha b'roiv avo, Hashem, knowing that this is for your benefit. That's the way one's supposed to relate to every situation in life. Things work out the way he wanted, the simcha. Didn't the way they wanted, also the simcha. Because he's basically, by doing so, recognizing the fact that Hashem knows what's good for him, and whatever it is, it's good for him. He always has to be in good spirits. Says in the Mishnah also, Eza Osha Samech V'chelkoi. How can it be my neighbor has a fancier car than me? Oy vey. How could it be happy? Unbelievable. Yeah. So, Chas V'Shom B'chlal, I don't have a car. Who knows? Yeah. So we're told in certain places that if you don't have a private jet, then you're never. So where, who knows where Mamish? Mon Latzon, have to fry every day. Have to do like a Tisha B'av, the Avelis, and the fact that we don't have private jets. Yeah. So anyway, how does the person get to a point that he can feel good with what he has? So for family, it's emotional. The person was a carpenter, and he had a big saw, which he used to cut the wood, and that's the way he makes his panos. So he has the right type of saw that was good for his work. And he said that someone's going to say, you know what, your saw is worth 50 shekels. I'm going to give you a special surgical saw. Special saw used in surgery. It's worth 100 times more than your saw. It's good for very fine cutting things in surgery.
Moyo
saw. Well, so they don't use saw. But in surgery, orthopedic surgery, they use swords. So anyway, so you think the guy would be all excited? Oh, my cheap saw, he's giving me a very expensive saw. The problem is, this guy's not a surgeon, he's a carpenter. It's totally worthless for him. So it's the same guy goes to both. He knows exactly what every person has, and what the type of nisoyon a person can stand with, and would better himself. And therefore, everybody has his nisoyon. One person is nisoyon is the fact that he doesn't have the car, and the other person has the sign that he does have the car. Whatever he has is equally sign. It's not any easier of a sign to have wealth and to have poverty. As a matter of fact, the tzaddikim had both of them, and they said that wealth is a much harder sign than poverty. Whatever you have, if Nebuch, you're a wealthy person, then you have to know that it's a sign. And other rabbi b'samech with the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu is a sign, use it properly. And the same thing the other way around. If a person has less, also be happy with that and realize that whatever you have, it's no difference. It's all in his own from a Kodesh Baruch Hu to see, will I really appreciate that Hashem is giving me everything to take also?
Yeah.
Well, come on, if that's the case, you have an Nisoyin every day to be Oyvid Hashem. Friday is a special time that we have a special Nisoyin from a Kodesh Baruch Hu to see if we're going to use the day properly. So we know it's a I was by a bris with Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich, one of the tzaddikim in Yerushalayim. So I asked him that some people say Yud Gimel Mida Zarachim right after the bris, when the baby's crying. So I asked him, should we do it? He said, Avada, he said, now it's a tzara, say three times. I just found him allowed him to do that. I'll call upon him. So we don't have a bris today, but we have the bris HaToyah. And everybody, Chazal says, don't suffice what you did till now. Do a little bit more. Do a little bit more. Person feels a tzaddik. Oh, this Friday I learned 10 minutes. Whee! Yeah. So if you learn 10 minutes, though, now you get credit for it. 11 minutes. If you come to Mincha, come a minute earlier, 2 minutes early, 10 minutes early, whatever it is. Do something to show to the Shvoku, I'm not just going on autopilot mode. That's what Hashem wants us. No matter how good we are, if you're doing the autopilot, you miss the thing. Chazal say you're an achzori. You're a cruel person because we're all in Sakona and here in Eretz Yisrael all over the world, whether you're on the front line or not. And Hashem doesn't want us to be in the Sakona. Hashem wants us to see that Oilam Einu Noik Minhogu. Things are not going in the regular course. And we make a little change, something that we can handle, but a little change. Then, Yisrael Hashem will have big issues for ourselves. the learning, tefillas, chasodim, yeah, the choshev rav. When he was a young man, he came late to kollel. So they asked him, "Why you come late?" He said that I was on the way to the kollel, mamash on time, and then I bumped into this unfortunate woman that she had three little kids and she couldn't get them in order. And she asked me to help her out, so I helped her out, and that's why I came late. And he said, "It happened to be my wife." Yeah. So our family is also part of the mitzvah after Echa Kamoicha. We keep the good spirits and do what we can. We said, if you do it right, you find out you have more time to learn Torah, do other mitzvahs, and Yitzhak Hashem will help us bring the issue of the cause.
Amen. Amen.